This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu Wasallam, Mubarak Anabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Another dua from the Quran, from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, ayah number 151, in which Musa alayhi salam, he says in the ayah, قال الله تبارك وتعالى, قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. In the translation, Musa alayhi salam, he says, My Lord, forgive me and my brother and admit us into your mercy, for you are the most merciful of the merciful. Now, this dua is very special and very unique. Anyone knows what's so unique about the special that you don't find it in any other dua in the Quran? His sibling. Making dua for a sibling. How many of you make dua for your siblings, Jama'ah? I hope so. You see, when it comes to siblings' relationships, unfortunately, it's always the underserved in terms of studies and researches and speeches and talks and so forth. Although, subhanAllah, it is the longest relationship you will probably ever have in your life. It will outlast your parents, and will also probably will precede your children's relationship and your spouse. Because you will have your kids, unless you're a Palestinian, you have kids, yani, older than their uncles. But you always have this situation when you have siblings. Your siblings' relationship will outlast most likely your parents' relationship with you. The parents will pass away, and then the kids, the siblings will still live with you, right? And then the same thing, you started your relationship with your siblings way before you got married and way before you had children. So out of all the actual interpersonal relationship you have in your life, your relationship with your siblings is probably the longest, but unfortunately is the least served and least paid attention to. And the example of Musa alayhi salam here is a very beautiful example on paying attention to this relationship in particular. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he selected Musa alayhi salam to be a messenger. Where was Musa? He was in the desert, right? Coming back from Midian on his way to Egypt, hopefully to reconcile, you know, his life there and so on after 10 years. On the road, in that desert, he sees that fire. He goes, wait for me over here, to his family. Wait for me. I'm going to go and check it out. And maybe I can get you some warmth or some fire and some from there. He gets there. He meets his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that suits his majesty, and Allah assigned him to be a messenger. Allah says, you are my messenger. What was the first thing Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What did he say? He says, my Lord, how about my brother? How about my brother, Harun? Can you also make him a prophet? I mean, jama'ah, that's nothing you negotiate with God, right? But Musa did. He took his chance. He took his chance. And Allah told him, قَالْ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. You're given your su'al. What you ask for, I give it to you. And subhanAllah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided your heart, how many of us, when we see guidance, the first thing in our mind is just like, my brother, my sister. I would love for them to taste this as I do. I want them to enjoy this as I am doing as well too. How many of us would think about that? Versus, unfortunately, nowadays we have so many horrible stories between siblings, fighting over land, over property, over this, over that, and just horrible stories, unfortunately. So here's Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him one of the greatest gift that you can ever bestow upon anybody. The gift of what? Of prophethood. And the first thing that crossed his mind, I want my brother to be part of this as well too. Qala Rabbi, can you make my brother a prophet? Allah said, you got it. He's a prophet. You and him go to Fir'aun and do this and that and so on. Subhanallah, he took his chance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah granted it for him. How many of us can take these chances with Allah? I said, Ya Rabbi, guide my sister, guide my brother, guide my siblings. How many of us can do that? And in this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us here a context. The context of the story here is when Musa alayhi salam, he took Bani Israel from Egypt, and they went into the desert, so on their way to the Holy Land. And then they were tested with many things. Among the tests is Musa tells the people of Bani Israel, you stay here, I have an appointment to meet my Lord after 40 days. He was fasting all these days, and now it's time for him to go and break his fast and receive the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving Bani Israel. So Musa alayhi salam tells his brother, Ya Harun, you be my deputy. Stay with Bani Israel, lead them until I come back. So Musa alayhi salam, he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter and his brother Harun to take care of Bani Israel. When he went on that journey to meet his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, to receive the tablets and receive the commandments from Allah azza wa jal, what happens with Bani Israel? Unfortunately, they belittled Harun. Look, Harun and Musa are different. Because where did Musa grow up? Musa grew up in the house of the Pharaoh as one of his kids. So when he was raised like what? An elite warrior. So he was a strong, tough guy. He pushed a man, killed him. Harun, on the other hand, with Bani Israel, not to that level. He was with the level of servants at the time. So Musa, alayhi salam, was much stronger. Harun probably did not have the same qualities like Musa, except that his tongue was, of course, more fluent than Musa, alayhi salam, because of the speech impediment that he had. So when Musa left, Bani Israel took advantage of that, realized that Harun is not as strong as Musa, is not assertive as Musa. And then one of their tribal leaders named As-Samiri, he fooled them. And he said, look, he made them a calf, a golden calf. And he said, look, Musa is, he went, you know, away when his God is here. Like he's, I promise when he comes back, he's going to appreciate that. And unfortunately, they left a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the worship of the calf. So when Musa alayhi salam now, after 40 days and 40 nights with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he receives the tablets, and he sees the commandments by which he would lead Bani Israel. What is the news that was given to Musa alayhi salam? Your people are worshiping the calf already. To which Musa was furious. He was so furious. He returns back, and the first thing he does is going where? To his brother. To his sibling, his brother. And here's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about this encounter between Musa and Harun. Qal, walamma raja'a Musa. For those who would like to follow with us, it's ayah number 150. That's again in chapter 7, 150. قال وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And when Musa returned to his people, angry and grieved, he said to his brother, how wretched is that by which you have replaced me after my departure? Turning to his people like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? You replaced me with this? قال أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ. Are you rushing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment? You are so impatient over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment that you just kind of push yourself away from it? Like Allah told you, he's going to get you to the Holy Land. You're rushing it, you're delaying it, and look what you're doing to yourself. And he said also, I went to go to get you the commandments from Allah azza wa jal. And you rushed into this, it was delayed, and that's what you do to yourself? And then, وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحِ. And he had the tablets in his hand, and he just threw them in the ground. An expression, of course, of anger. وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّ إِلَيْهِ. He threw the tablets down the ground, and he seized his brother by the hair of his beard and head. I grabbed him, like, come over here. What does that tell about Musa alayhi salam? He was angry. He was angry for the right reason. Yeah, look, we took all this effort. We took you out of the tyranny of Egypt and the Pharaoh. We crossed through the river. We went through all these atrocities to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we have, alhamdulillah, freedom, you go back to worship the calf? What's wrong with you? So he was very angry. So he was grabbing his brother's hair. And his brother was telling him, قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمَّ. He said, the son of my mom, basically. Yeah, like, يَبْنَ أُمَّ, my brother. This is an expression in the culture. And I'm sure it's in every culture, obviously. If you'd like to invoke somebody with a solid foundation or solid ties, what do? The blood ties. Like, look, remember? Remember my mom and dad when we were kids? Remember when we used to be a family? We bring these actual memories. As if you're telling him, like, my brother, my dear brother, like, do you really suspect me? Is that what you're doing? Like, I'm your brother. We've been on this for a long time. We're in it together. Do you think I'm going to be allowing that? قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمَّ. إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. He says, these people, they took advantage of me. They kind of like sow weakness, he said, like, unfortunately, he said, they kind of like sow weakness and they oppressed me. And he says, قال, and they almost killed me. Like, basically, heck, I was under duress. I had to give up because the mob was dangerous. They almost killed me, he said. And that tells us, subhanAllah, how people think in human psychology and even in sociology. When you have an oppressed nation, oppressed people for a very, 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 very long time, and you give them freedom, sometimes they don't even know how to deal with it. So they'd rather go back again to tyranny. An example, all the Arab Spring countries in the Arab world. Allah brought them freedom to their feet. Took the tyrant out. They could have said, you know what? Nope. We don't like that. Please bring them back again. Allahu musta'an. How ridiculous the situation is, right? So he says, look, this mob almost killed me. I couldn't do anything. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, I didn't want to separate between Bani Israel and cause a civil war in your absence. I didn't want to do that. I was waiting for you to see your judgment in this manner. Then he said, قال, فلا تشمت بي الأعداء. Please, don't let my enemy rejoice over this. Don't let them look at us and start laughing at us and mocking us with this. He said, don't do this. ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين. And don't count me among the wrongdoers. I didn't do anything wrong. I was trying to save the unity of the community and unity of the people until you return back and you can deal with them. And that's when Musa alayhi salam, he made his dua and قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. He says, my Lord, forgive me and forgive my brother. In the English language, whenever you make dua, what do you say? Do you make dua for yourself first or for the people first? So when you talk to someone, you say, my brother and I, right? In the dua, no. The preference is to do what? Make dua for whom first? You. And then everybody else comes after that. So that's why he says, my Lord, forgive me and forgive my brother. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, take us under your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Because you're the most merciful, the most compassionate. Like he says, like he's reconciling with his brother. He listened to him right now. He understands his situation. And like he said, like, I forgive you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Like, I forgive you. But now it's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. So he says, my Lord, forgive me, forgive my brother. Ya Allah, take us under your mercy. And Ya Allah, you are the most merciful, the most compassionate. That is a dua that we need to do regularly for ourselves and our brothers. And to use this ayah, inshallah, the dua that sounds, it would be رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So let's repeat this dua together, inshallah, ta'ala. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ولإخواننا وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق ما تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.